Good morning, and welcome to the weekly news bulletin of the South African Radio League, ZS6SRL, read by Dave, ZS1DFR in Cape Town. Every Sunday, the South African Radio League broadcasts news bulletins in Afrikaans and English at 8 hours 15 and 8 hours 30 Central African Time, respectively. These bulletins are carried on HF and on various VHF and UHF repeaters around the country. Johan ZS6 Juliet Papa Lima relays the bulletin on Echolink and All-Star Node 53511. You can download the audio bulletins from sarlnews.podbean.com, and the text version is available at mysarl.org.za/sarl-news. In the news today, the September Radio ZS, BACAR 14, Mission Skybridge enters final preparation phase, and an invitation to all ladies in amateur radio in South Africa. Now stay tuned for more information on these and other interesting news items. We begin the bulletin with news of two silent keys. It is with deep regret that we announce that the key of Maureen Bellingham, ZR1 Mike Yankee Bravo, went silent on the 2nd of January 2026. The NARC office was informed on the 14th of August 2026. We extend our sincere condolences to her husband, Yvonne, who is ZR1 India Bravo, family and friends. And with deep regret, we announce that the key of Jeff Wagner, ZS5 Alpha Golf Mike, went silent on the evening of the 9th of August 2026. The Highway Amateur Radio Club extends its sincere condolences to his wife, Val, ZS5 at Victor Alpha Lima, and to his family and friends. Jeff was a very active member of SARL Hamnet KwaZulu-Natal until declining health forced him to move into a nursing home. You are listening to a news bulletin of the South African Radio League. The September Radio ZS. The editor plans to upload the September 2026 issue of Radio ZS by Friday, the 28th of August. Do you have an article for the September issue? What about the Lighthouse Weekend? Have you been working on any homebrew projects? Perhaps your club has hosted an interesting activity, or you have participated in POTA, HOTA, or SOTA. Articles in both English and Afrikaans are welcome. Please send your article in MS Word, Open Office, or plain text format to Radio ZS, one word, at sarl.org.za as soon as possible. Thank you. The 2027 SARL Diary of Events. The SARL Secretary is compiling the 2027 SARL Diary of Events. Clubs are invited to submit dates for club events, flea markets, and other activities. The SARL thanks the West Rand, the East Rand, and the Pretoria Amateur Radio Clubs for submitting their flea market dates, and the Contest Working Group for providing its draft contest calendar. Please send your information to secretary@sarl.org.za. Now, BACAR 14. Mission Skybridge enters the final preparation phase. The BACAR 14 team is preparing for Mission Skybridge, scheduled for launch on the 17th of October 2026, weather and operational conditions permitting, and that from the Trichard Model Flyers Airfield east of Secunda. Flight approval has been received from the Civil Aviation Authority, and the team is now entering the final preparation phase. The mission will test practical airborne amateur radio technologies that could assist SARL Hamnet during disaster response and search and rescue operations. The proposed payload list includes contributions from the Secunda ARC, that's ZS6 SRC, from Barent, ZS6 Bravo Alpha Mike, from Villy, ZS6 Whiskey Bravo Tango, from Paul, ZS6 Papa Quebec, from SARL Hamnet, from Yechlant Amateur Radio Club, from Santon Amateur Radio Club, ZS6 Sierra Tango November, from BACAR, from ZS6 Sierra Romeo Kilo, from Hendrik, ZS6 Hotel Juliet Hotel, from Nathan, ZR6 Bravo November, and Daniel and Cameron, ZS6 Charlie Yankee Echo. Payloads include APRS, LoRa, APRS, LoRa point-to-point links, Meshtastic, SSTV, imaging, telemetry, tracking, a crossband FM voice repeater experiment, and various other amateur radio technology tests. Ground stations within a 300-kilometer radius of Secunda are encouraged to participate, although participation is not limited to this area. Stations further afield are also welcome, particularly once the balloon reaches altitude. Ground station participation will assist with APRS reception, LoRa and Meshtastic testing, as well as SSTV image reception, voice relay tests, logging and signal reporting. The technical frequency table will be frozen on the 17th of September 2026, 30 days before launch. After this date, no changes to frequencies, transmitter power, modulation modes, tones or operating windows will be permitted unless approved by the backup coordinator and the technical team. Further operator briefings and ground station information will be shared as the launch date approaches. For more information, contact Christo Krik, ZR6 Lima Juliet Kilo, the ZS6 SRC backup coordinator, at christokrik461, that's all one word, christokrik461@gmail.com. You are listening to a news bulletin of the South African Radio League. An invitation to all ladies in amateur radio in South Africa. We're working on a special section for the History of Amateur Radio in South Africa project, dedicated to the stories of the ladies who have become part of this wonderful hobby over the years. Every lady has a unique story, and we would love to hear yours. Tell us about your journey into amateur radio. When and where did you obtain your license? What first attracted you to amateur radio? Who encouraged or helped you along the way? What were your first call sign and your first radio? Which amateur radio memories stand out most? Were you involved in a club or other amateur radio activity? What friendships and special people have you met through amateur radio? And of course, tell us anything else you would like to leave for future generations. We do not only want to preserve the history of the technology and the major events, we also want to remember the ladies behind the microphone. Your story forms part of our history. If you're willing to share your experience, please email them to Annette Jacobs at jhjacobsza, all one word, juliethoteljacobsza@gmail.com. Photographs, old licenses, QSL cards, club photographs, and other memorabilia are also welcome. Let us ensure that the stories of the ladies of South African amateur radio are preserved for future generations. Now, a brief update on South Africa's Pico balloons. ZS6 Sierra Romeo Charlie 37, after four circumnavigations of the Earth and more than 180,000 kilometres, the Pico balloon has not been heard for over 3 days. Its last report indicated that it was about to arrive over South America. ZS6 Whiskey Bravo Tango 1 was launched on the 17th of August. Using the larger Windrider balloon, it is travelling at an altitude of 15.7 kilometres and continues to perform well after 4 days. ZS1 Echo Romeo Zulu 14, launched by the Eerden Amateur Radio Club from the Eisterfark Point Lighthouse during the 29th International Lighthouse Weekend, has unfortunately not been heard from again since the day after launch. Before contact was lost, it had reached an altitude of 14 kilometres. Now, club news. The West Rand Amateur Radio Club reminds everyone about the upcoming boot sale on Saturday, the 29th of August. Consider this your early wake-up call. Do not leave it until the last minute. Give your shack a spring clean and bring your surplus equipment to the market. You may turn that unused gear into a new addition for your station, or perhaps find the missing item for your next restoration project. The event will follow the familiar West Rand format, with refreshments available and plenty of opportunity to socialise with fellow radio amateurs. Book your stand or table early by contacting Philip on 083-267-3835. I say again, 083-267-3835, or by email at info@zs6whiskeyromeo.co.za. Now, contest news. How is your planning progressing for the second leg of the SARL National Field Day? The contest runs from 8 hours UTC on Saturday the 5th of September to 10 hours UTC on Sunday the 6th of September 2026. CW and phone activity will take place on the 160, the 80, the 40, the 20, the 15 and the 10 meter bands. You can participate as a field station multi-operator, a field station multi-operator QRP, a field station single operator, a field station single operator QRP, an ultralight portable field station, or as a general station. The exchange consists of the number of transmitters at your station, your field day operating class, and your provincial or country abbreviation. Nothing else. Submit your log sheet by 21 hours 59 UTC on Friday the 11th of September 2026, and you'll find full details on page 26 of the 2026 SARL contest manual. And the RSGB SSB Field Day and the IARU Region 1 SSB Field Day both run from 13 hours UTC on Saturday the 5th of September to 13 hours UTC on Sunday the 6th of September 2026. Now a propagation report. Hannes Kutsi, ZS6 Bravo Zulu Papa, reports that solar activity is expected to remain at moderate levels during the coming week. There are currently four sunspot regions visible, ranging from simple to complex magnetic configurations. A high probability of C-class solar flares exists, while the probability of M-class flares remains moderate. For those who generate their own propagation predictions, the effective sunspot number for the week is expected to be around 64. The 15 to 30 meter bands may provide some enjoyable DX opportunities, particularly during the early evening hours. Further information is available at spaceweather.sansa.org.za. And finally, a diary of some upcoming events. Today, the SARL HFCW contest. The 26th of August, the International Dog Day. Woof. The 29th of August, the West Rand Boot Sale. The 29th and the 30th of August, the Worldwide Digital Contest. The 2nd of September, the Secretary's Day, remembering that not all secretaries are female. And the 5th and 6th September, the SARL National Field Day. Now, to conclude our bulletin, a recap of our main news story. The editor of Radio ZS plans to upload the September 2026 issue by Friday, the 28th of August. Do you have an article for the September issue? What about the Lighthouse Weekend? Have you been working on any home brewing projects? Perhaps your club has hosted an interesting activity, or you have participated in POTA, HOTA, or SOTA. Articles in both English and Afrikaans are welcome. Please send your article in MS Word, Open Office, or plain text format to Radio ZS, all one word, at sarl.org.za as soon as possible. And this concludes our bulletin for the morning. Clubs and individuals are invited to submit news items of interest to radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. Wherever possible, submissions should be provided in both English and Afrikaans. News items may be uploaded at mysarl.org.za/news-inbox. And or can be emailed to news@sarl.org.za, but no later than Friday morning, please, preceding the bulletin date. The weekly radio program Amateur Radio Today can be heard every Sunday morning at 10 hours Central African Time. The program is carried on VHF and UHF repeaters countrywide and is relayed on 7115 kHz lower sideband by Louis ZR4 Delta Juliet Lima. A rebroadcast by Andy, ZS6 Alpha Delta Yankee, can be heard on Monday evenings at 19 hours 30 Central African Time on 3620 kHz lower sideband. Signal reports, comments and suggestions are welcome. Please send them by email to artoday@sarl.org.za. Now in Cape Town, Amateur Radio Today can be heard at 10 hours 30 Central African Time on the 145700 MHz repeater, with an Echolink relay to ZS1 Delta Charlie Charlie hyphen Romeo, done by me, ZS1 Delta Fox Romeo. In Bloemfontein, listeners can tune to the 145.6, say again, 145.7625 megahertz repeater at 8 hours 15 and 8 hours 30 for the SARL News, and again at 10 hours for Amateur Radio Today. In Sasselburg, listeners can tune to the 145.6875 megahertz repeater at 12 hours for the SARL News. You've just listened to a news bulletin compiled by Kevin Berger, ZR2 Bravo Kilo, proofread by Herman Erasmus, ZS6 Charlie Tango Alpha, and read by Dave Rees, ZS1 Delta Foxtrot Romeo. From the news team, best wishes for the week ahead.